From the town of Hope in British Columbia in Canada, I am your DJ Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio. Here's the Rolling Stones, Jumpin' Jack Flash. Jumpin' Jack, what was that flash? That was the Rolling Stones non-album single from 1968. That is the band's most performed song. They have played it over 1,100 times in concert. One of their most popular, number 144 on Rolling Stones' 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. This is Pop Shop Radio. Here's Claudine Clark.
I'm
Claudine Clark inviting you to party with her. She grew up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Big hit for her on the Chancellor record label in the USA. It was originally the B-side. DJ said, let's flip this and have a good party, and took it to number 5 in the Billboard Hot 100. This is Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ, Tony. This is what we got for you right now on Shortwave. Okay, pucker up and whistle along with Whistling Jack Smith. Whistling Jack Smith, I was Kaiser Bill's Batman, 1967. Number 3 in Austria, number 5 in Belgium, number 4 in Germany, number 2 in the Netherlands, number 5 in the UK, but only number 20 in the Billboard Hot 100 in the US. It is time for Pop Shop Radio's record number 1. We're going back to 1948.
Sweetheart away. Too many kisses bring too many tears. Angels have fallen for too many years. Those Broadway roses and frivolous sallows had too many parties and too many pals. Gentlemen of the jury, the judge's speech began. The scene was a crowded courtroom, and the judge was a stern old man. The prisoner before you is a social enemy, a lady of the evening, and you know the penalty. Her eyes reflect the red lights. Her cheeks are thick with paint. But I knew her mother, gentlemen, and her mother was a saint. Now, she's not like her mother, and yet she might have been if it hadn't been for petting parties, cigarettes, and drinking gin. Don't let her beauty sway you. Don't mind her ready tears. Don't let her youth mislead you, for she's wise beyond her years. Now we took the nightlife off the streets, and we brought it in our home. Our girls beat time with lipstick to the screech of saxophone. And we opened up the underworld to those we love so well? Why, we made her what she is today. Shall we send her to herself? When you go in the jury room, remember there and then that for every fallen woman, there's 100 fallen men. And before you render verdict on whatever she has done, just remember there's a man to blame, and that man might be your son. I plead with you for mercy. The testimony stands. For that girl is my own daughter. The case rests in your hands. Those Broadway roses.
Ah, from 1948, the first record to feature Mr. Rock Around the Clock, Bill Haley, and the Four Aces of Western Swing. And that's called Too Many Parties and Too Many Pounds. It's not him on vocals there. That's a guy named Tex King, but he's playing guitar there. Good job, Bill. This is Pop Shop Radio. Well, we're not giving up or giving in, but we do have great music from the 3 Degrees. They were the gals who asked, "When will I see you again?" That's the 3 Degrees. 1978, great disco sound there. God, giving up, giving in on Pop Shop Radio.
Charge!
Oh, yeah, and we're charging right over to the Netherlands right now. Here are the Cats taking you on a magical mystery morning. From the Netherlands there, a Dutch group formed in Volendam in 1964. Formed out of a skiffle group and a folk group, kind of got together. That is the Cats and Magical Mystery Morning. Number four record from 1970 in the Netherlands. I'm your DJ Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio. Want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card? Well, just send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. We will get one right out to you. But right now, we're going to go around circles with Billy Preston. Circles just like a 45 for Billy Preston from his 1972 album Music Is My Life. Single went to number one in the Billboard Hot 100 in March 1973, and it sold over a million copies. Take that, Spotify.
Looking back for us, we got love, so now.
Motown sound of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, two of big hit makers from the Motown sound on the Tamla label. Number 10 record in the Canadian RPM charts, number 19 in the UK, and number 1 in the Billboard R&B singles charts.
You do what?
If you're looking for a sign, well, there it is. That's Brooke Benton. Give Me Just a Little Sign on Pop Shop Radio 1967. I'm your DJ, Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio, Canada's international voice to the world on shortwave. And we've got more music coming right up.
You're listening to Pop Shop Radio from the town of Hope in British Columbia in Canada. We're heard on great radio stations like WRMI in Okeechobee, USA. For our Pop Shop Radio QSL card, send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. Follow us on the web at www.popshopradio.ca or find us on Blue Sky at Pop Shop Radio. Stay tuned, boys and girls, for a shortwave radiogram coming up at the end of this show.
Let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street.
of the Doors, and Hello, I Love You, from the 68 album Waiting for the Sun, and it topped the charts in the USA and Canada. Good job, guys. This is Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ, Tony. Well, we're filling your ear holes with lots and lots of kilowatts, and we can get a QSL card out to you if you send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. We're going to beg, borrow, or steal with you, Straw, right now on Pop Shop Radio. Not the beg, borrow, or steal that you may have thought it was, but it's from a group called Use Thrall, which features Deep Purple bassist and vocalist Glenn Hughes and the guitarist named Pat Thrall. 1983, and it only went to number 79 in the U.S. charts. Here's Poppy.
I'm Poppy, the Pop Shop Radio Intrepid Record Librarian, and this is Poppy's Pick of the Week.
Thank you very much, Poppy. Poppy went down to New Zealand and picked this one up for us. Here's Hubcap and the Wheels.
Thank you.
Oh, fascinating record there. It's called I'm Happy Too by Hubcap and the Wheels. Originally a group called the Defenders from Toowoomba in Queensland, Australia. They moved to Auckland, New Zealand in 1965 and somehow became Hubcap and the Wheels. Very cool stuff. This is Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ, Tony. Jim Croce's got a gal for you. She's a roller derby queen on Pop Shop Radio.
I'm gonna tell you a story that you won't believe. But I fell in love last Friday evening with the girl I saw on a ballroom TV screen. Well, I was just getting ready to get my hat when she caught my eye and I put it back. And I ordered myself a couple of more shots and beers.
Croce on Pop Shop Radio, the B-side to his Christmas 1973 offering. It doesn't have to be that way. It's called Roller Derby Queen. Oh, and it is a goodie. I wonder if the Roller Derby Queen knew Bad Bad Leroy Brown. You know, they would have made an interesting couple, don't you think, boys and girls? I don't know. I have to ask Poppy about that one. She likes roller skating and everything. Hey, anyway, on Pop Shop Radio, you want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card, send us a reception report to RadioPopShop@gmail.com. Here is Bette Midler and Beast of Burden.
Yeah.
Of course, originally recorded by the Rolling Stones, Bette Midler got along to doing her own version, Beast of Burden. Took it to 71 in the Billboard Hot 100 in 1984. And it was on her No Frills album, no doubt. Now, this is Pop Shop Radio. Where else are you going to hear Bette Midler doing Beast of Burden and Lawrence Welk? Lawrence Welk is our twin spin double play. That is the top half of our twin spin double play on Pop Shop Radio. Comes from Lawrence Welk, and its TV show themes is done by Lawrence Welk. Of course, he was a TV star in his own right with his orchestra. And he covered the theme song there from the sitcom in the USA called My Three Sons, which aired from 1960 to 72, took this run to number 12 here in Canada. So we are going to mix that and match that up with the theme from the Addams Family, as done by Lawrence Welk himself. The bottom half of our Pop Shop Radio salute, as it were, to Lawrence Welk and TV themes of the 1960s from about 65 or so. That's the Lawrence Welk Orchestra and the theme from the Addams Family TV show. And as you can hear there, it is a real record, and I'm going to flip the switch for the next record. Y ahora en Pop Shop Radio desde España, Julio Iglesias. Uno de los cantantes más famosos en todo el mundo. A veces llegan cartas en Pop Shop Radio.
A veces llegan cartas. sabor amargo, con sabor a lágrimas. A veces llegan cartas con olor a espinas que no son románticas. Son cartas que te dicen que al estar tan lejos todo es diferente. Son cartas que te hablan de que en la distancia el amor se muere. A veces llegan cartas que te hieren dentro, dentro de tu alma. A veces llegan cartas con sabor a gloria, llenas de esperanza. A veces llegan cartas con olor a rosas, que sí son fantásticas. Son cartas que te dicen que regreses pronto, que desean verte. Son cartas que te hablan de que en la distancia el cariño crece. A veces llegan cartas que te dan la vida, que te dan la calma. Son cartas que te dicen que regreses pronto, que desean verte. Son cartas que te hablan de que en la distancia el cariño crece. A veces llegan cartas que te dan la vida.
Julio Iglesias con A veces llegan cartas. Julio Iglesias es un cantante, compositor, músico, productor y también exfutbolista. Sí, exfutbolista. ¿Quién sabe? That's Julio Iglesias from Spain. He's a million seller around the world. But didn't you ever realize that? Did you ever know that at one time he was a successful professional football player? Here are the Paris Sisters. He knows I love him too much. Paris Sisters from San Francisco, known for their work with Phil Spector and stuff like that there. This record, though, is I Love Him Too Much. Their big hit was I Love How You Love Me. It's Priscilla, Alba, and Cheryl Paris. 1962, number 34 in Billboard chart. But stay tuned, boys and girls, for Pop Shop Radio's exclusive shortwave radiogram, and something a little special this time we're going to tell you about right before that. But right now, we're going to hit the road with Ray Charles. Was a Grammy Award winner for the best rhythm and blues recording. Ray Charles' signature song, Hit the Road Jack, also recorded at one point by Canada's very own Guess Who. Hit the Road Jack, written by Percy Mayfield, number one in the USA in 1961. I'm your DJ Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio. It was so good having you along with us this week. We got more music coming right up next week, but right now, this special message before our shortwave radiogram. Hey gang, I wanted to tell you about something really special. This is a new release from our friend Rosania from Radio Northern Europe International. She's got a new album out called Delicate Blizzard on Bandcamp. And this track, we kind of like. It's called Kinda Maybe Okay Now. Just a selection from our friend Rosania's new digital album, available on Bandcamp. It is called Delicate Blizzard. Go and give it a listen and give it a buy. It's at Rosania, Rosanannya, .bandcamp.com/album/delicate-blizzard. Tell them your DJ Tony sent you.
For a Pop Shop Radio QSL, send your reception reports to radiopopshop@gmail.com. That's radiopopshop@gmail.com. RadioPopShop. Pop Shop Radio was made in the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada, and is an Under the Linoleum production, sending peace and love to all people and all nations.